right now on VFN TV, we are going to go back to Israel as President Trump's first international trip. And you missed our previous program. This is the continuation of that. An awesome trip of President Trump in Israel right now.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T.
What Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well. And ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president, I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I
took the 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president, and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews. to keep them in their homes. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, "We are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are some of the most exciting programs that we got to do as we're joining President Trump in his first international trip as he's including Israel for the first time. This is like a history-making event because no president in America has ever put Israel first on their international trips going out, but President Trump has done it. If you joined us in our last program, you got to see Air Force One coming in and all that. It was very, very exciting. Well, here we want you to be able to see. This is President Trump and President Rivlin, the president of Israel, speaking in Israel. Take a look.
Mr. President, Madam First Lady, I hope that you enjoyed your time. I appreciate the opportunity to learn about your thoughts and visions. I believe that the unbreakable bond between us, along with your determination, will open up new possibilities for the state of Israel and the entire region. Mr. President, we are happy to see that America is back in the area. America is back again. You marked the defeating of ISIS as one of your top missions. This is most important objective. Israel will do everything in its power in order to assist you in this mission. Israel appreciates America's leadership under your administration in the action you took in Syria. There are red lines, as it happened in Syria, that must never be crossed. There is a price that must be paid by those who violate the most basic values that makes us human. Further action must be considered in face of the horrors that is still taking place on the other side of our border. Mr. President, the Jewish people return to the historic homeland after 2,000 years of exile. We created a miracle, a technological miracle, an economic miracle, a human miracle. And even during our most difficult times, we never gave up on our dream of living here in peace with our neighbors. We reached a peace agreement with our neighbors in Jordan and with our neighbors in Egypt. But we have not yet achieved our mission of living in peace with our neighbors, the Palestinians, and with the rest of the Arab world. Our destiny, Palestinians and Jews, is to live together in this land, Mr. President. We must build trust and cooperation between us. But in order to achieve this, we need new ideas, new energy that will help us move forward together. We can have here an oasis, an international center of tourism, a startup land, Silicon Valley, from the Jordan to the Mediterranean. But we must be sure that we don't go to sleep with a dream and wake up with a nightmare, with Iran, ISIS, and Hamas in our borders. In order to dream, we need to be sure that Iran is out, out of our borders, out of Syria, out of Lebanon. I welcome you, and I welcome your willingness to help us move forward. We want to move forward. Mr. President, we want to move forward, and we must do it together, together with America. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And shalom. I'm honored to be in the great state of Israel, the homeland of the Jewish people. I'm awed by the beauty and majesty of this sacred and very holy land. President Rivlin, Mrs. Rivlin, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for opening your wonderful home and welcoming Melania and myself to your amazing country. And that's what it is. It is an amazing country. What you've done is perhaps has virtually never been done before. On my first trip overseas, I've come to this ancient land to reaffirm the enduring friendship between the United States and the State of Israel. And it will always be enduring. And that's number one to me. We are not only longtime friends, we are great allies and partners. We stand together always. This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world. Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias. And it must cease immediately. On those issues, there is a strong consensus among the nations of the world, including many in the Muslim world. I was deeply encouraged by my conversations with Muslim world leaders in Saudi Arabia, including King Salman, who I spoke to at great length. King Salman feels very strongly, and I can tell you would love to see peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Many expressed their resolve to help end terrorism and the spread of radicalization. Many Muslim nations have already taken steps to begin following through on this commitment. There is a growing realization among your Arab neighbors that they have common cause with you in the threat posed by Iran. And it is indeed a threat. There's no question about that. I thank both you and Prime Minister Netanyahu for your commitment to achieving peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I also look forward to discussing the peace process with Palestinian President Abbas. Young Israeli and Palestinian children deserve to grow up in safety and to follow their dreams free from the violence that has destroyed so many lives. The United States and Israel can also bring safety and greater prosperity
to our people through stronger ties of trade and commerce. Already, our two countries do a great deal of business together. We have a strong foundation on which to build an even closer trading relationship that benefits both of our countries. I'm going to try and narrow that trade deficit just a little bit. Is that okay?
God bless you.
He doesn't mind. He wants to keep it the way it is. I understand. Today, we have so many incredible opportunities before us, and my hope for this visit is that we seize every single one of them. I am thrilled to be here on behalf of the American people. I know Israel and America share the same goals, and I have great confidence that we can achieve tremendous success together. We can achieve all of our goals together. President Rivlin, I look forward to working with you and to seeing more of the sacred land and getting to spend time with the remarkable people of Israel. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is so awesome. This is history in the making. President Rivlin of Israel, the President of Israel, and President Donald Trump, first speech going on in Israel together. This is history making. The first president ever in the history of America to put Israel on their first international trip and coming as a friend and a supporter of Israel. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to have President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on VFN-TV. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
To VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting, isn't it, John? We're watching Answered Prayer.
Yes.
Watching America get behind Israel.
Truly history in the making.
Yes, it is.
I mean, so historic. Yes. Not only that, but we're going to see the president go to the Western Wall. That's going to be exciting.
Right. But just, almost just exciting. Like you're not. Are you excited? I'm excited about
it. I'm excited.
Okay.
Very excited. Hello.
This is like how long we prayed. I mean,
yes.
The previous administration just attacked Israel and just they were so angry.
8 years
supported the Shiite Muslims in Iran instead of the Sunni Muslims. Like, you know, we're standing behind with the Muslims who are.
Which is the majority of Muslims today.
And that they want to stop terrorism. And then the president's there. It's just so exciting. You know, and we're about to hear, we just heard the president of Israel, Reuven Rivlin. And, well, we just heard, as we just said, the president speak, president of Israel speak. And now we're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak with the president, President Donald Trump. So let's just talk a little bit. A lot of people don't know, you know, what's the difference? Is the prime minister, is he a president like the president?
Yes. We have to do a little research ourselves. Yeah. This is what Wikipedia says. It says the prime minister of Israel is the head of the Israeli government. It's the most powerful figure in Israeli politics. And although the president of Israel is the country's head of state, his powers are largely ceremonial, but the prime minister holds the real power.
But yeah, he's appointed by the president, but the Knesset, or the government, actually decides whether they want him or her to be the prime minister. So it's the most purest form of democracy, I think, that you can have.
Very interesting. The president cannot run for re-election. He serves a term of 7 years. It used to be 5 years. Now it's 7 years.
Right.
And he's able to appoint.
I know we don't have time to show in our previous program, but when the president got off of Air Force One, he walked with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and all the government of Israel was lined up, it looked like.
Yeah.
And he introduced every single one of them, what their department, this is intelligence, this is energy, and he went through every one of them. And it's like, he's over the government.
It's an amazing, yes.
It truly is. So this is the President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is so important. This is historical when you're seeing what's taking place. Let's join them now in Israel.
President Trump, Donald, Sarah and I are absolutely delighted to welcome you and Melania to the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the Jewish people, the united capital of the Jewish state. We've known each other for many years, and it's always good to see you. But it's also wonderful to see the blossoming friendship between our two beautiful wives, Sarah and Melania. You're so welcome here. And we're so pleased to see you. We're honored to have you in our home. You've been today, Mr. President, to the Western Wall, one of the holiest sites of Judaism. You've been to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, one of the holiest sites of Christianity. We protect the Christian sites as no one else does anywhere in this region. We protect Christian sites, Muslim sites, obviously Jewish sites. We're committed to the freedom of all faiths and to the rights of all. Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall, and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it. We had a terrific discussion today, and when I say terrific, it encompasses everything. We could talk about deregulation, we can talk about economics. I think we quote each other. We understand each other and so much of the things that we wish to accomplish for both our countries. But I want to thank you especially today for your deep commitment to Israel's security, its well-being, and its future. I have no doubt that as we work together, you and I, the alliance between our countries will grow ever stronger. I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran, which you enunciated so clearly just an hour ago. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East. I look forward to working closely with you to confront the dangers we face together in this violent and volatile Middle East. I believe that together we could roll back Iran's march of aggression and terror in this region, and we can thwart Iran's unbridled ambition to become a nuclear weapon state. I also look forward to working closely with you to advance peace in our region. because you have noted so succinctly that common dangers are turning former enemies into partners. And that's where we see something new and potentially something very promising. It won't be simple, but for the first time in many years, and Mr. President, for the first time in my lifetime, I see a real hope for change. The Arab leaders who you met yesterday could help change the atmosphere, and they could help create the conditions for a realistic peace. These are all great signs on your historic visit. It's a visit that I think has echoed down the ages, because the great Abraham Lincoln is reported to have said that there was no city on earth he so much desired to see as Jerusalem. Well, Mr. President Donald, there's no city on earth where you are more welcome than right here with us in Jerusalem. Welcome to Jerusalem. Welcome to Israel.
Thank you very much. And it's a great honor to be with my good friend, Prime Minister Netanyahu. And of course, Sarah, thank you. And also thank you for that beautiful tour. Melania is still talking about it. Thank you very much. You honored me and Melania by being one of the first world leaders to visit the White House, as you know. And we had a very good and sound discussion. And now you honor us again by welcoming us to your home on my first trip abroad as the President of the United States. This is a land filled with beauty, wonder, and the Spirit of God. I've been amazed by the glorious and beautiful monuments and holy sites and the generosity of your incredible people.
Thank you.
Because it's all about the people. I was deeply moved by my visit today to the Western Wall. Words fail to capture the experience. It will leave an impression on me forever. Today, we reaffirm the unbreakable bond of friendship between Israel and the United States, a friendship built on our shared love of freedom, our shared belief in human dignity, and our shared hope for an Israel at lasting peace. We want Israel to have peace. But we are more than friends. We are great allies. We have so many opportunities in front of us. But we must seize them together. We must take advantage of the situation. And there are many, many things that can happen now that would never have been able to happen before, and we understand that very well. That includes advancing prosperity, defeating the evils of terrorism, and facing the threat of an Iranian regime that is threatening the region and causing so much violence and suffering. During my travels, I have seen many hopeful signs that lead me to believe that we can truly achieve a more peaceful future for this region and for people of all faiths and all beliefs and, frankly, all over the world. In my visit to Saudi Arabia, I met with many leaders of the Arab and Muslim world, including King Salman, who treated us so beautifully and really wants to see great things happen for the world. He really does. I got to know him well, and he really does. These leaders voice concerns we all share about ISIS, about Iran's rising ambitions and rolling back its gains, and about the menace of extremism that has spread through too many parts of the Muslim world. I'm encouraged that they pledge cooperation to confront terrorism and the hateful ideology that drives it so hard. America welcomes the action and support of any nation willing to do the hard but vital work in eradicating the violent ideologies that have caused so much needless bloodshed and killing here and all over the world. We are willing to work together. I believe that a new level of partnership is possible and will happen, one that will bring greater safety to this region, greater security to the United States, and greater prosperity to the world. This includes a renewed effort at peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I thank the Prime Minister for his commitment to pursuing the peace process. He's working very hard at it. It's not easy. I've heard it's one of the toughest deals of all, but I have a feeling that we're going to get there eventually. I hope. I'm certain we will have very productive discussions, and we're going to have very productive discussions, in my opinion, with the leaders of other nations also. And I feel strongly about that, because there's a lot of love out there. And people from all nations, even nations that you would be surprised to hear, they want to stop the killing. They've had enough. America stands ready to assist in every way we can. Our deep and lasting friendship will only grow deeper and stronger as we work together in the days ahead. I thank you again for hosting us in this beautiful and ancient land. Truly, it's a land of wonders, and it's my honor to be here with you. Sarah, thank you. Bibi, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Great honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is so historical. This is so many people. Maybe you were the ones joining in prayer. We prayed and just asked God.
Yes.
And you know, the prophetic word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama, the Lord spoke to him and said, the reason why I'm putting Trump in and giving him generals is so that he can keep the people in Israel. So we're seeing that
beautiful
take place.
Yes.
It's very beautiful. Listen, we're going to go to break. But when we come back from the break, you're going to get a tour through the Prime Minister's household. They're going to take the President and First Lady Melania through there. It's very exciting. Can't wait to see that. But first, we have this offer for you. Check it out.
Offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, promise, principle, and the provision. A wealth transfer has begun and is coming. You want to be sure that you are ready and you don't miss it. In this message, you'll discover the importance of knowing and having faith in the promises of God. A time will come in your life where the Lord will walk you through learning the principles, character, and integrity you'll need to successfully move you into the provision of the promises of God. Learn how wealth transfer takes place in times of struggle and conflict or just after. If we don't understand the ways of God, we can become focused on our struggles that we miss its purpose and end up forgetting the promises of God and missing the provision of the promises of God. You'll be inspired to take the adventurous steps, just as those who have gone before us did, that enable us to enjoy the fruit of their faith and works. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, that's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PNB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, the promise, the principle, and the provision.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The purpose of sports should always be
how to gain skills that can be used for later in life.
There are lots of benefits when kids play sports, and here's David King with some of those on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
You've also learned what it takes to become the best you can be at what you're doing, which is what I would want for the physician who's going to operate on me or something like that. So you can learn how, you learn what your potential is. You learn what to do or how to handle a situation when you don't succeed. And you learn how to deal with someone else impeding your progress towards success. So you may work your tail off at bidding this job in the construction company and somebody's going to undercut you. Well, when you were playing that sport, the referee also stepped in and made a call that wasn't quite right either. And so now you've learned how to deal with those things.
Hear more from David King about balancing sports and family at familyminute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
The surge of emotion is going to storm you every day. The only way I know of to face it is to prepare this heart first thing in the morning before you face the day and let His language come to your heart before you do anything else. I have paced the floor, I have heard from my Lord, I have read His word, and I've come to the conclusion with all of the years I have been a believer, the days that have gone best for me are the days where I've heard from Him first. Go early and seek Him so that He prepares that cart of yours and conditions. You don't do that and the emotions will knock you over by the middle of the day. You'll be operating impulsively rather than from the sanctity of a heart seasoned by the sound of His reason.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will – you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how He says do things. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And children – are abiding with the Lord. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. These are exciting days.
Yes.
We're in Israel. We're supporting Israel. I don't know if you remember our previous programs where we're covering the last administration, and it was an adversarial relationship that appeared with
Angry Birds at one time.
Yeah, because we actually made a video of all the encounters President Barack Obama had with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was always angry, and there was a frown,
and
it was
tense.
And at the same time supporting the enemies of Israel, which is Iran.
Yeah,
and so here, this is a great day. This is a huge answer to prayer. Well, they're going to take the President and the First Lady Melania, President Trump, First Lady Melania, on a tour of the Prime Minister's home. And this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sarah, his wife. Take a look.
Welcome to our palace.
It's something very modest. You're not used to such
places. Outside, I think, Melania, if you could sit there for a minute. Donald, could you sit there and just sign a guest book?
It's very homey, very modest. But when you see this is a palace.
Let's see.
just yeah, good home. Yeah. So you live in the hotel.
Real big room. But thanks to you, we could paint the wall. We got the budget to paint the wall.
Oh, fantastic. We will tell you what we
do. Whitewash.
This is wonderful. All the house is painted together.
To you.
Oh, wow.
It's a Bible from 150 years ago. It's a 150-year-old Bible in English. And it describes what happened here. It all took place here. So
that is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was very happy that he decided to do this. Great. Your people will take it.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
It's the good book.
It's the book. Now this is the place.
Now, how shall we do this? Can we? Should we have Melania? Here, and then we'll switch it. Ah, okay. Now, should we do one permutation? One? Or maybe, Donna, if you come here, that's it. If you're here, we're done.
Now then.
That's it. Yes? Okay, sure. Thank you.
Now we want you to...
Yeah, we're doing it.
But I want you just to meet our boy.
This is Sarah Jarrett. Have you seen him?
Oh, hi, Jarrett.
That's the son-in-law. And that's the son. Where's our boy? This is our boy.
See you here.
Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah,
glad you're
here.
It's an honor to meet you.
This is my son.
Hello. Hello. It's an honor to meet you. I'm a big fan of both of you.
There's another one.
He's our student. And we have another soldier.
I heard about you so much from my mother. She talks about you all the time.
She's fantastic.
And I tell him how good mother is out there.
I got one such a big looks like mayor.
He's like me, and our other son is the copy of me. Like Baron is the copy of
me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can relate a lot to what Baron is going through, because I've been in his age in my dad's first term.
It's very true.
And,
yeah,
you know.
And look how he turns
out. It only makes you stronger. That's all.
Stronger, yeah.
Very hard,
you know,
very hard.
Immediately after your election, he said to me, I feel for Baron, because he's a child. Yeah. You know, he's a child. He doesn't have any tools or ability to fight them back, and he's a child.
Yeah, he was here first time when he was six.
They were doing flat tires on me when I was 3 years old.
Yeah, 5 years old. Yeah.
They're waiting for us outside, so we're going to give you a 60-second tour.
We'll show you.
60 seconds.
It's really, like you said, it's really home.
Very, very
home. We have all the pictures from the Israeli Museum, which are Israeli paintings, which are really. Yeah. And here we have the. These are really the most valuable things. These are things from 2,000, 5,000 years ago. They're real things. And it shows you that we're right here.
This is beer 5,000 years ago.
This is beer. And this is a necklace, Melania. We found the necklace 5,000 years ago. This one.
They got
the whole, and the winery and the things, you see? The whole thing. This is the office of the
Yeah,
This is so exciting. A 150-year-old Bible.
Wonderful gift. Yes, of all gifts.
Of all the gifts, have something that's 5,000 years old. And I mean, it's so beautiful to see the authenticity and the joy of, you know, Sarah Netanyahu, the yes. wife of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I think what you're seeing is a true friendship. Yeah, that
it's beautiful.
You know, for a time such as this.
Yes.
Because they
yes.
knew each other prior to, right. you know, President Trump becoming the president.
Right.
You just never know where people are going to end up. And
totally amazing. When we get back from this break, we're going to see where First Lady Melania Trump and Sarah Netanyahu, they're going to go to a hospital to visit. And another encounter with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel in love at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are joining President Donald Trump in Israel, just a historical journey right here. The first president ever to pray at the Western Wall. And understand, the Western Wall, that's the foundation of the temple where God's presence would dwell. As a matter of fact, let's go there. This is President Trump praying at the Western Wall. Let's go there now.
You're perfect.
This is so powerful. We got a chance to go there ourselves and to pray at the Western Wall. We're going to go right to it. Now, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the President, President Donald Trump, in Israel. Take a look.
American, acting American president to do that, and I have to express our appreciation, not only for that, but also for your friendship for the state of Israel, your understanding of our story, our struggle, our desire for peace, which is all of these things I'd like to talk to you about, including journalists can do that. Including Iran, including Syria, including the Palestinians, including the wonderful cooperation between our two countries, and anything else that you care to bring up.
Well, it's just been an honor to be here. The Western Wall was just incredible being there. Spent time, and your folks have been so nice. As you know, I've been a big supporter of Israel for a long time. I've been a big supporter of yours for a long time. But it's just a magnificent place with magnificent people. Many, many friends come from Israel. My great friends come from Israel. And I'm very honored to be here. I was just told I'm the first active president been to the Western Wall, and that's a great honor. I was just told that. That to me is a great honor. And thank you very much. And I know we're going to have a meeting in a little while, which is momentarily. And ideally, we're going to work on a couple of things. I just left Saudi Arabia, the king. We had an amazing 2 days, and their feeling toward Israel is really very positive. Tremendous progress has been made. I think a lot of that progress has been made because of the aggression of Iran, and it's forcing people together in a very positive way. And if you look at King Salman and Saudi Arabia and others that I was with, UAE and Bahrain and Kuwait and so many others, it was something. It was very historic what took place over the last 2 days. But I could see a much deeper path to friendship with Israel, and I think a lot of that's spurred on, whatever it takes, but a lot of it's spurred on by what's happening with Iran. So progress has been made.
I think that the fact that you've taken a very strong position on Iran, different position, not only helps security, but also helps propel the possibilities of reconciliation and peace between Israel and the Arab world. And that will help reconciliation between Israel and the Palestinians. Of course, not all of that I'd like to discuss before the cameras, but I do look forward to our discussions, which I think are pregnant with possibility.
You know, with Iran should be very grateful to the United States because Iran negotiated a fantastic deal with the previous administration, a deal that is unbelievable from any standpoint. Some people don't understand even how it could be even thought of. And instead of being thankful and saying thank you, because they were in serious trouble, I think they would have failed, totally failed. within 6 months. We gave them a lifeline, and we not only gave them a lifeline, we gave them wealth and prosperity. And we also gave them an ability to continue with terror and with all of the things they've been doing. Because no matter where we go, we see the signs of Iran in the Middle East. No matter where we go, whether it's Syria, where we were really forced to shoot the 59 missiles a few weeks ago, no matter what area we're in, we see Yemen, Iraq, no matter where we are, we see the signs, every sign, whether it's soldiers, whether it's money and guns, it's Iran. And instead of saying thank you to the United States, they now feel emboldened. Maybe they figure the deal was so good, we could do it every time. They can't do it, believe me. But it was a terrible thing for the United States to enter that deal. And believe me, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, that I can tell you.
Okay, thank you.
That's so powerful. Answer to prayer. As a matter of fact, make sure you join us in our next program. We're going to still be in Israel, go into the Holocaust Museum, but I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in Israel. We thank you right now for our audience member that probably needs to be touched by you, healed by you, Lord, blessed by you. We just speak blessings over them. We thank you for what you're doing between America and Israel, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.